Hello.
So, are we all going to be driving around in those, you know, in the old Western movies where those guys were on a bit of a carriage and they had to pump something to move? are we going to be driving
those to
work?
No, we're not. No, it's so. This story is, it's kind of a, it's a proposal that they put forward, and a lot of countries are doing it, but. It sounds like it's a big headline. It's like, oh, we're going to ban all of sales of these normal engines by 2040. Like, but 2040 is really far away.
It is, right? Yeah.
It's further away than people realize. And already, like, a lot of car companies have said from, like, next year or 2019, like, BMW have said they're going to make only hybrids going forward. Volvo have done the same. So by the time 2040 comes around, the industry is actually
going
already moving there.
Because 23 years is a long time. Like, I'll be 38 by that time. So, you know, like that, like, that's down the line, lads.
But the infrastructure, though, we're terrible at that. I mean, half our country doesn't have water. This is because we don't do infrastructure. So I was away with a guy who owns a fully electric car, and he has just, he's full of anecdotes about pulling up at these charge points that are constantly out of service. That, you know, there's not enough of them. There's people parked in them. You know, they're vandalized. We're just not up to it at the moment.
Yeah, and it's because there's not enough of them there. Like, it's like a chicken and egg thing. Like, the energy companies are saying, well, we'll put in more when there's more electric cars, but people aren't going to buy electric cars because there isn't enough charging points, and it's like this standoff.
But my mate actually got clamped when he parked at a charge point because the clamper thought it was a disabled space. Like, that's how familiar we are with this technology.
Like, there's a lot of education. There's a lot of, like, etiquette as well. Like, people don't realize if you just park in a charging bay with, like, a normal, like, a petrol or diesel car, like, somebody needs to use that space.
Physically,
like,
needs
literally
it.
Like, they can't get home otherwise. So, you know, there's a lot of things that people need to kind of evolve and understand and try. It's like people who park at petrol pumps and then go in and do, like, a week's shopping in the petrol station. You're like, where? Like, has somebody fallen over? It's like they've been gone for ages. And it's like the same thing.
But, okay, so fully electric vehicles are powered by batteries.
Yes.
Making batteries is a really non-eco-friendly practice. Yes, it is. And then also shipping those electric cars around the world on giant freighters is immensely non-ecologically friendly. So what is the real difference between the spewing out of the fumes that the petrol and diesel cars do versus everything else it takes to get us electric cars?
Okay, the first thing is, yes, there is a carbon footprint involved in making these things. Absolutely. But if you take a longer term view over... It uses a lot to produce it at the start, but then over time it uses a lot less carbon or emits a lot less carbon. Also, you've got to consider that, and this is a great stat that I heard a couple of years ago, the 15 largest shipping vessels in the world emit more emissions than all of the cars in the world.
Yeah, right?
15
of the biggest ones. So think then how many thousands of other ships. One of the reasons I believe cars get a hard time is because they're ubiquitous, because you have one, you have one, they're everywhere. But, and so therefore it's an easy thing to target, it's an easy thing to tax, all these kind of things. But like 90% of the cars in the world do nothing for 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Your car, like you, if you drive into work today, you park your car up, it's probably half an hour to drive into work, and then your car is not doing anything, not emitting anything for 8 hours or 10 hours.
3 hours, I'd say, for German.
Okay, in your case,
two and a half at a push.
You know, and then your car is like not doing anything all night. So, like, yes, cars do emit. Like, I'm not, you know, saying cars are great, but there are other things in the world that also have far more emissions.
What about people in 2040 who want to own a classic car, like a 2020 Avensis?
That's fine. Like, you got to remember, like, this is like, you know, this sounds like a panic situation, but there are still all of the cars. This is only for new cars being sold from the 1st of January in 2040.
But won't they levy the hell out of the older cars and go, ooh, you've got a diesel, here's your road tax is 15 grand a year.
In 2009, we made our motor tax based on emissions. Which then meant everyone bought diesel because the emissions were really low. And now we're kind of saying, oh, actually, diesels are really bad and now you have to go and buy something else. And they're like, people are kind of like, hang on,
we've been had.
We have been had. There needs to be a bit more education from the car companies and from people like me in the media and stuff like that as to what cars should have. Most people should have an electric car. But by 2040, people might not want to have cars. Like, it's fewer people that, are getting licenses now.
There's that thing, that they say that, like, say, my kids now, my youngest are 2.5, there's a theory that they will never drive because they will just call a car, as in, okay, what we do now with an Uber, it won't even be an Uber, driven by a robot, will just show up wherever they are and they go, take me to this place, and then they'll just let it go off on its way when they get there.
Like
that
a
is entirely
bus?
Possible.
Like,
like
your
some
own,
kind of
like
bus?
A Johnny Taxi.
Your own personal bus. But why not? I mean, like, so, yeah, maybe it's kind of irrelevant.
Yeah, there is, like, right now in the industry, it's really changing. Like, there's a big question about what insurance will be like in 2040 if we have self-driving cars. In theory, it should be less. In theory, you may end up having to pay more insurance if you want to drive.
Right. Because you're not as reliable as a robot.
Well, if all of the cars on the road were autonomous, in theory, there would be no longer be accidents.
Yeah, because Dermot was saying only yesterday about how he can't understand why when the lights go green, the 11th car doesn't move off at exactly the same time as the first car, which if they were automated, of course they would.
And if there was a thing called Car to X and all the cars talk to a big network and they all talk to traffic lights and all that, absolutely. There would be no more traffic jams.
But then you see, you can't have that and then have the one guy who wants to drive his own car because he'll wreck it for everybody.
Most of the problem, as safe as any car or advances you all get, it's the squishy bit in the middle behind the steering wheel that is still the problem that causes these things.
It's like the people who keep driving into the Lewis. You know, that's going to keep happening.
Yeah. Or, you know, cars have all of the connectivity these days and people still use their mobile phone when they're driving. It's just crazy.
Yeah, you really don't. I've had that in my newest car and it is... It actually doesn't physically let you do anything by touch. Or you get a text message and Siri goes, "You have a text message from Dermot. Do you want to read it?" And I just go, "No." "No. Do you want to reply?" "No."
Yeah, that sounds great in theory. But when I get into my car and I press the button and I go, "Siri, play U2 Joshua Tree." And she goes, "You're looking for a pizza restaurant." It's no help.
Siri knows your mind. She knows you should be fattening up, young Whelan. Go to the pizza restaurant. Dave Humphreys from CompleteCar.ie, thanks so much for coming in.
Cheers, guys.